Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine and we are coming to you on a beautiful Saturday. If you're listening to the replay, it's beautiful your day too. I have a special guest with me today. Shaney, with me?
I'm here, I'm present. Thank you for having me.
Hi. Absolutely. It's my pleasure. It's so fun when you're on. We always learn so much and we like to play, so it's a lot of fun.
That's the whole point of us being here on Earth, is to learn how to play with the Source, because Source wants to play with us just as much as we want to play with Source. So
Absolutely.
It's a very fun process. It's a very fun moment in time that we're going through here and now, as long as we can focus and just be determined to, because I think, Sunshine, I think we did discuss this before, is that there's a lot of people that are on this journey that take it very serious. And I'm one of those people too, is I take it very serious. And at the end of the day, I'm transitioning from serious now to fun and just wanting to play and have fun with Source. And once God Source realizes that, you know, you are aware of the presence of Source, then they want to play all the time. So what I'm saying is, everybody that's listening, anybody that's listening, don't give yourself such a hard time, because maybe
That's
us giving ourselves a hard time will create that difficulties within us. So thank you for letting me be here.
Absolutely. It's always such a pleasure to have you on. I'm glad that you mentioned that because I know that coming out of the corporate arena, that sometimes I will say me, I will find myself trying to step back into the, I can spin plates and juggle balls and still, you know, type, you know, a bazillion words a minute and still have a conversation. And it's like, you know, that's the programming, that's the making it happen. And it's like, you have helped me a lot just to realize, just to be me, just to go within and be me. And I did that yesterday, actually. I didn't do what I'd planned to do. I had an appointment and the lady told me about a lovely little hole in the wall sandwich place in the middle of nowhere. And I thought, you know, I have food at home, but I'm out here, you know, it's a beautiful day. And they had a picnic table out in front. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to stop. And I went in and it's a family run, family owned little hole in the middle of nowhere. And it was so nice. And I ordered a sandwich and it was lovely. It was so delicious. And just the people, whenever I ordered it, they were kind of like, you know, I wasn't like an accepted local yet. And then I ordered half, what I ordered was a Reuben. I still eat some meat. But I couldn't decide whether I wanted the pastrami Reuben because they had a vegetarian Reuben. And I was intrigued. How do you make a vegetarian Reuben? I mean, I'm like, how do you do that? And so I said, can I get half and half? Can I get half of one and half of the other? And they're like, sure. And so I tried the vegetarian first and it was incredible. It was like roasted beets and roasted vegetables. And then the sauerkraut and the, you know, Thousand Island dressing and the bread, they make all their bread homemade. So I stopped eating that one because I thought, ooh, I'm going to try the pastrami. I want to see which one I like better. And I tried the pastrami knowing that I would like that one better, right? Knowing, air quote. So I tried that one and it was delicious, but the vegetarian one kicked its butt. I'm like, wow. So I finished the pastrami one and then went back to the vegetarian one and finished with my favorite one. And it was so good. And I went back in and I told him the story, and the guy that took my order was on the phone and he gave me a thumbs up smiling. It was the son and dad was running the register. But it was kind of funny because I was led to buy 3 bottles of tea. And normally I don't ever buy tea. Normally I just drink the water that I carry with me. And it was a Seven Seas tea, and it's caffeine free because I don't do caffeine. And it was talking about, on the side it says rebalance, and it's talking about enjoying your voyage as you go. And I'm like, interesting. So I take the lid off of the first tea, and it says, if you don't risk everything, you risk. Hold on just a second. I've got the wrong glasses on. Dun, 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 dun. I know, right? My eyes are getting better, but not that great yet. If you don't risk anything, you risk even more.
Exactly.
I'm like, okay, I gotcha. So I had that tea with lunch, and then on my drive, as I was just kind of talking to the trees and looking for, the eagles to swoop around, it said, the second one said, the secret of getting ahead is getting started. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, three bottles, really? You want me to buy three bottles? So last night I got home and I had that third bottle of tea when I ate my salad about midnight when I got home late. And it said, this moment is all there is. I'm like, okay, well, now I see why I bought three bottles of tea. But you were talking about how Source, we've talked about on the show before about how Source talks to us individually in ways that we understand. Mine comes a lot through song, but it just came through three tea bottles.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you may.
Can you examine anything of your past at that moment that maybe you asked for in the command or through prayer or connecting with source to give you some guidance, and then now see how it came to you in a way that maybe you didn't understand or expect?
Absolutely. I had done commands. Gosh, that day. I did them that day. And it was basically, I command my spirit to connect with me today. Through experiences today that I prefer, so I can know who I am and get closer to you today. And then I commanded Prime Creation to give me all that I am within I am now. So, yeah, I can totally see where that came from.
For just for so that's one of the things that I try to help people with is when we're on this journey is I connect with people and trying to help them always transition and not be stuck of the past at all. And yesterday's gone. This moment is the only moment that matters. When I do commands or I'm doing prayers and I'm connecting with source, going within and directly connecting with source, I always, when I start my commands out, I'll say, I divinely command, and I'm
That's good.
letting source know that I am the divine within connected to source. I divinely command source to directly communicate with me today in this moment, at this moment, because this is the only moment that matters. And when I do that, you're basically you're acknowledging to source, hey, I realize your awareness. I know that you hear me. I know that we are connected, and I choose to experience with you today from my heart, so that I can grow with the intention to whatever it may be for whoever's doing the command to grow closer to the do that connection with God or to that connection with source or your spirit, and to receive the intention behind each command that I have learned is when my intentions behind my commands are to purely understand more of who I am and to be able to connect. I'm going to use an experience through the means that we have in this reality to grow my relationship with source, with God, coming and connecting from within myself through experiences. Now, when I do that, over time, over this last 8 years, I've been able to examine what I have said. And now, then when things happen, I'm able to look back and say, you know what? I said this and then this happened. Okay, I like the way I did that. Now, there have been times on this journey when I'll do a command and something will happen that maybe I don't prefer. And then I'll examine what I said during that command and I'll say, you know what? I need to change this because I don't prefer to experience all of that. I need to be honed in specific on one thing. So through these experiences, and Q always said, you have the knowledge within your heart, within your mind. You have all that knowledge within your heart right now of the universe. You have all knowing within you. It's just up to you to experience with intention and with action and experience with awareness to help yourself connect to who you truly are and what you are truly made of and what you're capable of, your gifts. So over the last 8 years, I have purely focused on on building that pattern recognition system that's unique with myself, with my spirit and source. And it's through each experience and becoming consciously aware of what happens when I do connect, when I want to do things, whenever I'm emotionally distraught, how it affects my reality moving forward. Through understanding all of these experiences, I've said, okay, I lost my mind here. I lost complete composure of myself. I retaliated in a way that possibly harmed this person, or I acknowledged this person in a way that in the past, when I didn't have any emotional control, I let it take over my mind. I let it take over my consciousness. I let it take over my emotional state. And when, because I was becoming aware, whenever that did happen, terrible things happened. I got caught up in that loop. So I started becoming aware of that. And I'm like, okay, I need to find some emotional healing during this process, because I'm becoming aware of how I'm creating experiences in the future for myself that I don't really prefer. So through all of this, and it's been an organic process that's unique to myself. Yes, there are books out there for people that help people with a foundation of getting started. And the Bible is one of those books. The Bible is a tool. But when they talk, when they talk about the Word of God, what they don't tell you is the Word of God is the connection with God within you, and then you speaking it into existence, right?
That's good.
You're speaking this experience into existence, and this is what we're here for. But
Yeah. That's good.
yeah, I'm sorry I got on that long rant. That I
No,
just
it
I
was a
got
good, it was good.
So,
You
but
brought, go ahead.
I'm curious to see, I'm curious to see, did you experience anything from last week's command that we did at the end of the show that in our and I want to say it again for everyone listening and anyone listening, our intention with that command was to experience the presence of Source in ways that you could see it, right? Would you like to share that with the audience, or is that something that you want to keep
I'd be ha
personal, or?
no. I'd be happy to. It was really good because you and I had talked before. And you had coached me on a command, and finally you're like, okay, let's just do it together on the phone. So we did a command on the phone, and it had to do with the energetics of finances. Let's put it with that. And so that day, it's either that day or the next day at work, it was that day. It was that day at work. I found a nickel, and I'm like, oh, that's awesome. I was busy, so I just put it in my pocket, and I'm like, fun. Thank you. I got a nickel, and so I just kind of went on. Well, somehow it ended up out of my pocket, probably doing laundry, and into my wallet. And so I'm going to leave that one there. And then after we did the commands on the show together, it was amazing. I repeated the commands that you led, and I ended up getting a dollar raise at work. Like, my show was on Saturday, and I found out on Monday. And then I also found out that one of the upcoming holidays, I actually got time and a half, which I did not think would happen. I just didn't think it would happen because I'm just not used to being an hourly employee, and I didn't know that was going to happen. So those were two huge things that I saw like immediately. And I'm just like, oh my goodness. But then going back to the nickel, if I can, let me go back to that. It was really cute. I ended up going to the grocery store, and it was something change, blah, blah, blah. And I have a lot of change in my wallet. So I just picked out some change and handed it to her. And she goes, oh, this is a buffalo nickel. You'll want this back. And I looked at it, and it's the one that I had cleaned because it was really dirty. It's the one I cleaned. I'm like, oh yeah, I want that back. And so I got that back, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, Source, you gave it to me once and you gave it to me again. Like, okay, I see you. I hear you. I gotcha. I hear you. And and it turned out to be a buffalo nickel.
Isn't that amazing? It's so much fun that you're actually aware and consciously present And then the key is giving gratitude. Thank you for this connection. After you find everything you do, thank you for this connection. Thank you for allowing me to see your presence here and now in this reality. And dear, and what I and that's the fun part about it. That's the blessing. That's where the best blessings come in, being grateful.
And
But
it was, yeah. Go ahead.
did you see in the comments where the PBS radio put up
Oh,
that
I'm sorry.
someone's online one?
I did not. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Let's let her fly on in. Let her in. Birdie. Hi. We'll keep talking until they let her in.
Okay.
But yeah, it was really fun. Hey, Birdie. We don't hear her. No. We'll just. There you are. Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now. Fingers and a V sign. Yes.
Yay. I just was listening and I'm like, well, I might want to play too for a little bit.
Well, come on, let's play.
I'm in the car, so hopefully it's not a bad reception, but
It's
I just,
fine.
it's a beautiful Saturday and I love you too, so I just called in to say hi and just hang with you for a little bit.
Awesome. Well, I love you too.
Bertie, did you have any significant experiences this last week that maybe that you could share based off of the command that we did last Sun Saturday?
Saturday.
Yes, of course. It's so fun. It's really crazy stuff that happens, but it's all so fun. So we were having a staff meeting this week, and someone said, you know, are we getting mail from this one company? And I said, I don't think so. I said, I haven't seen anything. And I remembered that building owner a long time ago dropped off keys to a mail, you know, this mailbox, and I've never ever looked at it. And so I said, well, maybe I'll go run outside and look at this mailbox and see if there's anything in there. And lo and behold, there were 13 checks from this one company. I like scanned them out. I mean, they weren't like, you know, major money, but there were 13 individual checks. And I had gotten an email that said something about like uncashed check, but they were talking about one. Like, what about the other 12? So yeah, I mean, it was just
That's so
they were all
cool.
laughing. They're like, how did you miss that? I was like, well, it's one company. They only do one line of coverage. Like, so it wasn't like thousands and like that I would ever miss it. I didn't know it existed. So yeah,
That's so
that happened.
cool.
So everybody go back and listen to last week
Yeah,
and do it
yeah,
because it
yeah.
worked.
It does work. And it's meant
I
it
think I
does
sent
work.
you both pictures, right?
I didn't get the picture.
Oh, I think I thought I sent you a picture. I'll send you a picture because I just fanned them out on the table because it was really funny.
That's so cool. That's so cool. I would say definitely go back and pick up that command. But it's not just we've talked about before, and Shane, you can probably share on this as well. Source doesn't understand money, they understand energetics. And so it's not just the manifesting of checks or money, it's manifesting of other things, energetics that you will understand that will speak to you and to what your needs are. And Shane, do you want to expound on that some?
Yeah, absolutely. So during this process, you learn to whichever way is unique for yourself. Me, I had to sit still for a year and a half away from everything, sit idle, and build that relationship with spirit, with source, with God, and that connection through experiences. And at the time, Q wasn't even on the air. I understood what Q was, but anyway, during that time, what I started doing was understanding and started learning how to tap into source energy, the energetics of source of a frequency. And during this process, I started understanding and learning about energetics and about frequency and tapping into source and having my daily meetings with source in the morning. connecting with source. So in my intentions to connect with source are purely of a loving, energetic, and harmonic that creates an experience for someone else. Because I don't know if you remember back, but when Key was on the radio, I got on the show with him one day and I said, I want to do exactly what you're doing. I want to be a transition specialist, you know, and at the time, you know, I didn't realize what I was saying, but that's what I've developed into. And it
Right.
really is from my heart to help people experience and manifest things of this reality. But the manifestations in this reality that you're experiencing, for example, my intentions last Saturday to do that command with you, I tapped into source energy in that moment,
Yep.
connected directly to source, and your intentions and focus in wanting to experience the presence of source, I allowed it to flow through me into source, but my intentions are purely open so that you can experience, or anybody else that can experience, the omnipresence of source around. So because my heart is where it's at, I'm tapped into this source energy, this source frequency all the time. It's not a temporary thing for me. I don't tap into, you know, source daily. I don't, you know, in the mornings and then go about my day and forget about it. It's a daily walk every second of the day, every minute of the day. So going back to what we were saying is what made that command so powerful was, first, it was my intentions in my heart of wanting you to experience the presence of source through that command so that you can transition and remember who and what you are. That's where the power came from. Source doesn't understand this money. Source doesn't understand money. Now, source understands what the frequency that money may create in within people. And so, for example, when I do a command to, I command source to, I command source to show himself to me today and connect with me in a way that we can share an energetic exchange of what money creates for people in a positive way. When I do that, I have now commanded that. So when I get blessed, I then bless other people because I'm wanting to experience the energetic exchange with source playing daily that money creates a positive shift within people. It's not for me to say, hey, I have all the money in the world. What if I told you that I can create as much money and through energetics as I want, and it's fun to give it away? But at the same time, what if I told you I can give all my money away and not have anything, and I find it fun to connect with source when I don't have anything to rebuild it back very fast? What if I
Which is what
find
you've
that to be
done.
fun? Which is what I have done through this process. But I also have learned to trust in the guidance of source by tapping into source and saying, hey, you need to do this. And if I don't do it, well, it ends up happening anyway, so that I can experience that connection. So over time, I have learned the hard way of, okay, well, source is guiding me to do this. God's guiding me to do this. And because I am seeking that connection daily, if I don't listen, it's going to happen anyway. It's just up to me of how long do I want this process to take? How long do I want to experience this remembering of who I am? Do I continue on a frequency that I don't prefer? Because when you're going through these tough times to experience force with the intention to experience the source, sometimes he's like, hey, look, I'm telling you right now, all you've got to do is sit down and not participate, and I'm going to show myself to you. But then the mind take over during this transitioning period for myself, my mind would take over and I would go out and try to push things to happen, what never worked out. And so eventually I just said, you know what? I'm done. I give in. I'm listening to you now. I'm going through an experience right now that I don't prefer. However, I'm listening because I know it's going to end beneficial for me. So I don't, and by not attaching to the fear and things of the experience, and knowing that it's going to be, like, for example, when I'm going through something that I do not prefer, but through the experiences, I understand that it's going to be okay because I know the presence of source, omnipresence of source. I can then maintain a frequency, even though it may be something bad. And then I can say, okay, source, I do understand that this is an experience that I'm going through so that I can grow my connection with you. Can we hurry this up a little faster? You know, I get it. I'm down. And a lot of times they'll say, hey, look, you just need to be patient a little while longer. They're happening in your favor. Or it may be, okay, we'll just end this right now because
That's good.
but because you just shoot, you know, it and I can see, I can look back and I've talked to a lot of people that are on this journey that are just like, I'm just ready to go home. And I'm like, look, if I told you that you can go home if you do these things and go through this, and you can find your way home by going through these things. If I told you that was possible, would you go through them? They're like, absolutely. I'm just ready to get out of here. And then I'll say, okay, now keep that mindset. What if I told you that once you go through all these things and you understand the gifts and powers that you have within you,
You don't
you
want to be
will
here.
not want to leave anymore? But it's
Yes.
so hard to go through that. Oh, I have to trust this process. You know what I'm saying? And
I do.
just so anybody's listening that's out there that's experiencing, oh, this is just difficult. I don't know if I have this in you. Well, look, you're in the middle of it now. You're going to go through it
Yeah, keep
anyway.
going. Keep going. Yeah.
You might as well just keep moving forward and transitioning every day positively.
Yeah.
And
That's go ahead. Go ahead.
no, and there's a lot of people out there that will get on this journey and say, well, this person could do it easier because they had this, or this person could do this because they had this. Well, there's things that those people probably went through that you're not even aware of because they choose not to even talk about that anymore because that's of the past,
Of the
right?
past. Yep.
And anything attached to the past will manipulate your future creations. So during this process, if people aren't talking about that anymore, it's probably because they understand how, if they focus on it or talk about it, and if it creates a trigger within them, it can manipulate your future creativity instantly. Does that make
Right.
sense?
It does. It does. And I kind of want to jump in here because I also want to say that I've said it on the radio before that just because we're on the radio doesn't mean that we're all cleaned up and, all smell pretty and that nothing goes wrong for us or no challenges happen. I shouldn't say goes wrong, but no opportunities present themselves. Let's put it that way. Because, there are days to where I'm just like, I do not know why I'm so emotional, but man, what is going on? And you press through and you just press to go within and press into source and keep going. And just so everybody knows, that happens. That happens to me. I can't speak for Shane, I can't speak for Birdie, but it happens for me. And you just press in and it's like, okay, what's going on? Why is this happening? And that kind of thing. And I have had a day or two to where it's like, I just want to go home. And I'm like, I've never said that before. I've never yearned for that before. And it's like, okay, well, that's weird. Okay. Observing, allowing the tears to flow, and then moving on. It's like my in my tears and sobbing, it's like, I just want to go home. But I always said, but I promise I'll come back and help others. And so it's not an easy journey. And so that's why Shane as a transition specialist is such a vital, important part to those that choose to partake of him having walked the path before us. And he is, that's something I also wanted to talk about, Shane. You brought it up earlier in the show. Teach us a little more on, well, let me wait. Birdie, do you want to add anything to that before we move on?
Oh my gosh, I almost forgot I was one. I was listening.
Birdie, are you on Creation Lightship? I know
Yeah.
you're on,
She
Birdie's on Creation Lightship.
up on creation. Like she flew up there. Yeah.
I went somewhere else, that's for sure. I forgot I was one. That's hilarious. I was really into listening though, because yeah,
That's
I've
fun.
seen, I loved everything you said. And
Yeah, me
again, you
too.
helped both of us so tremendously. Yeah, keep going. I love listening.
Yeah. So I wanted to say, Shane, you said something on the show last time that really I really understood what you were saying, but I want you to expound a little bit to maybe help people understand. You said that you choose to not acknowledge there being dark beings are out there in your self-created animation system, that you choose to see everybody as light. Now, can you
That.
expound on that? Can you expound on that? Because some people might be going, what? That does not make sense. Have you read For
Well,
the People dot space and that kind of stuff? Can you help them?
yes, I can.
Thank you.
There's entities out there that do not have the best intentions. But for my experience and my reality and my perspective, and because I've gone through these experiencings of understanding how powerful I really am at creating my reality just through thought, just through emotion, through speaking, I have learned to control all of that and actually change my perspective to there's no dark beings here on this planet. Now, because I understand that if I wake up in the morning and I say I'm ready to go out, source, and battle these dark beings of light, these dark beings that are here that are of a lower frequency, I know that I'm going to have to suit up for battle. I know that I'm going to have to go out there with the intentions because I have created that for myself in that moment, at that moment, because that's where my mind is at, right? I created that experience for myself that I do not prefer to go through. However, through experiences by transitioning from those dark, because I've experienced having to be around dark beings. And here's the thing, this is what I'm going to say to people. Because I see everyone as a being of light and just as frequency and energy, because I see it that way, I do not give energetics to what they may be because I'm that powerful. So if there is a clone that, and there's a lot of people seeking, trying to see if they can identify a clone. Why would you want to identify a clone? Like, that's what people need to ask themselves. Why do you wonder if this person is of the light? Why do you wonder? All of that thought process, all of that emotional attachment that you have within in that wanting to know is actually creating limitations of you receiving who and what you are. So over the period, and I was there at one point. That's what I'm trying to say is at one point I was trying to identify the dark, but it's then I said to myself, I said, you know what? Every time I think I said this on your show before, and I think now that you maybe understand it a little differently now that you got to know me, is in the mornings, if I put on a suit of armor to go out, I understand that I'm powerful enough to create an experience where I'm going to have to use that suit of armor. Does that make sense? But now that I go out and I see everybody as just frequency, they may not be happy. It doesn't mean that I don't come across people that are not of a lower frequency. What I'm saying is, when I come across those lower frequency beings, because my mind doesn't even go there, it allows me to maintain a higher state of frequency at all times. Like it's for myself, right? So there's so many things in just not seeing people as wicked. And I'm not going to allow someone else to change who I am because they are the way they are. Does that make sense?
It does.
So,
It does.
and I don't judge them and I don't do this. I can be as nice as I can be. And if they don't like it, well, guess what? I'm not hurting them by being nice to them. They're not hurting me by being hateful to me. It's just who they are, and I understand that I can only be for them what they allow me to be. Does that make sense?
It
So, I
does.
mean, your mind is very powerful. Your emotions are very powerful. And if someone comes into your field and's trying to disrupt your peace, just understand that it's just an experience for you to go within, to connect with source, with spirit, with God, and say, you know what? Source, I see this as an experience for me to use the power that's within me. Shine my light and collapse this timeline right now and be with me. Boom. It's done. It is done. Boom. They're gone. It's a wrap. And then I just keep moving forward. I keep moving forward. So that's what I do. Now, it does take emotional. You have to, over time of me having to go through those experiences. And remember, every day is just an experience. But every day that I go through those, every time I went through those experiences, I become stronger and
Yeah.
stronger and stronger and stronger. And it just now, when I go out, I'm just experiencing heaven on earth.
And I want to say that you're using the word I because we're very careful to not say we or we all do or that kind of thing. And so it's not a prideful I that you're using. You're just saying, in your experience, this is how
Right.
you have made it work for you, and it works for you. And so I
It
just wanted
works.
people to go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I just wanted people to hear you explain it a little more because I know that some are like, well, that's not what Creation Lightship says, or that's not what For the People.Space says. Have you seen the posts? And it's like, that's exactly kind of why you're addressing it the way you address it for your own self-created animation system, because this is what you prefer. So I want to say something about you saying that how easily you manifest things. And you had shared with me Star Trek Next Generation Season 6, Episode 6, True Q to
Right.
watch. And of course, the very first thing I gravitate to, being the animal person that I am, was when she manifested the puppies. I'm like, oh my gosh, her zoo, her zoo. And but there was so much more in there, and I don't know if Birdie's still on or not, but both of us have watched it, and I can only comment on are you there?
I'm here. I watched it.
Hi. Okay. So feel free to
Hi.
jump in. So I understand when you say that you really easily manifest. You're not bragging. It's like you have
No.
tapped into, you have that inner knowing, that what I would call legacy knowing and understanding of who you are. And so
Absolutely.
you naturally manifest. And so you really kind of actually, even more than we sometimes that are still kind of trying to get to that next step, talking about me only, trying to get to the next step, we manifest things not even knowing we did it and made a mess for ourselves, but you are keenly aware, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, and here's what it this is what it boils down to is the more you become aware and the more experiences you have, because things start moving a lot faster. Once you let source know, hey, I'm with you today, let's play, you better be prepared to play. And
Right, right.
you better be prepared to have emotion. You better have all your ducks in a row when it comes to controlling your emotions, controlling your thoughts. I mean, you have to be authentic and from the heart. And so when it comes to that, yes, things, and I'm not bragging by any means, and this is
No.
what I want everybody to know, you're doing it every single day, and it's just you, what we're doing right now is remembering who we are and learning how to control the experiences that we go through by understanding energetics and frequency and tapping into source and source energy. And when it comes to that, you better be prepared to do things that don't logically make sense to this reality and this system. There's going to be times where you're, well, like I said, when I was told, give all your money away, I'm like, well, how am I going to take care of my kids if I do that? How am I going to, but they're like, okay, well, I'm going to give you an option. You can either give it away, or we'll make it to a way where
You
you
lose
don't
it.
have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's create positivity by
Yeah.
giving it away, because this is what I'm asking you to do. And I want you to see how this experience will create others. Sunshine, I think you have another caller. It's completely up to you who you let on. This is your show, so by all means, you make that choice.
Well, if she'll just hold a little bit, because we're kind of on a vein here that I kind of want to continue on for just a second, if you don't mind. I don't want to lose the momentum that we've got going.
Oh yeah, no worries.
I forgot my train of thought. When you were talking about the momentum and manifesting and that kind of thing, and manifesting the things that you don't want and not even realizing that you're doing it, a lot of people don't realize that.
It's a mindset.
I should
I'm going
say
to
it's
give
a
you an
mindset, it's a total mindset. That's where I was going to go.
I'm gonna give you an example. And Q talked about not being in your brain, stop thinking completely and only make decisions from the heart. And he talked about that for a reason, because your mind is very powerful, but your heart's much more powerful than your mind. So what I'm saying is, if you wake up in the morning and you pick that phone up and you log into your bank account and your bank account has $100 in it, you've got bills coming that you're worried about, they got you. Your mind goes there of, so here's the thing. Stop logging into your bank account and just knowing that it's going to be okay. Now, people are going to say, well, how can you just do that? Well, you do that through the experiences of not having. So what happens is, once you become one with source, you start to detach from anything emotionally of this reality. And once you detach from those things emotionally, guess what happens? You start to get control of your emotions, and then therefore you can start creating the outcomes with source, with God, that you prefer. Okay, so I don't have any money. Like I told you before, I can go down to nothing. And I'll say, okay, this is going to be so much fun. Source, I can't wait to experience today of how we're going to experience an energetic of rebuilding this money so that we can grow closer to each other. I command you to experience, I command the experience here and now with you, because I am the boots on the ground. I chose to come here. You're experience, you're experiencing through me. So I command this positivity, energetic exchange here and now of building these resources so that I can help so many more people. In five, four, three, two, one, boom. Then I'll go out. Now, my mindset, because I've been through the experiences, I will actually go out on my day knowing that I'm going to get a phone call, or knowing that I'm going to run into somebody that's going to give me exactly what I need, and I'm going to experience the presence of source. Now, my intentions, go
Let
ahead.
me let may I stop for a second?
Yeah.
Because you've experienced it before. So you've kind of got that inertia started. So for the people that have not experienced it before, when you were first going through it, what were some of the things that you faced until you had your breakthrough?
When I gave my money away, when I'm sitting at a restaurant and I'm eating, and all of a sudden I hear, pay for everybody's meal in the entire restaurant. I'm like, what? Yes, pay for everybody's meal in the entire restaurant. Everybody's. And then I want you to tip everybody in, all the employees, $100. I'm like, what? Just do it. So I say, okay,
Okay,
I'm going to do it. Now
this is before your
that
breakthrough, right?
this is before I met Q.
This is before, that's what I thought. Okay, keep going. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure everybody has the data they
Yeah.
need. Keep going.
Yeah. So I'm like, what? This doesn't make it. Give pay, that's thousands of dollars. We know, just do it, because you have to experience this. So I said, okay, I did it. I've got my server. I said, I want to buy everybody's food in there. She's looking at me like, what? And I said, yep. And also, I want you to, I said, how many employees do you have here? And the server says, we have 10 employees. I said, okay, well, here's $1,000 in cash. I want you to give all the employees a $100 tip. And she's at the whole, and you want to pay everybody's food in the whole restaurant. I said, yeah. So she went and got her manager. Her manager comes out and said, are you sure you want to do this? I'm like, yeah. And I don't want anybody to know that it's me. Zero. I don't want anybody. So they did it. And I paid for everybody's food in the whole restaurant and tipped everybody $100. And the manager said, you don't want anybody? I said, no, I don't want anybody to know that it's me. And I didn't tell them why I'm doing it. And so I'm getting up to leave, and I'm walking out. And as I'm walking out, I look, and there's this guy that's crying. And he knew it was me. I don't know how he knew it was me. He knew it was me. And he came up to me and he thanked me. And he says, I just want you to know that I had planned on walking out of this restaurant without paying for my meal, because we don't have any money to pay for the food. And I prayed to God for a miracle. And then you answered. You paid for all our food, didn't you? I'm like, and I said, look, that was an opportunity for me to look at him and say, God is always listening. And he was in tears, in tears. So when I walked out of there, I said, "Oh my goodness." And Sora said, "I'm teaching you how to tap into me and understand me a lot better. And you are listening, therefore you are experiencing, and now our relationship is growing closer and closer and closer." I listened to that little voice that most people don't listen to. And I changed somebody's life, possibly in the process. I can't tell you how many times that I've gotten messages through this process to reach out to someone because they're distraught that I haven't talked to in years, in 20 years. And I'll just reach out to them saying, "Hey, I just want you to know you are enough." And when I do that, I'll get a phone call from them, or they'll message me back. I mean, I had to reach them on Messenger and Facebook, and they'll call me and they'll say, "You will not believe that I had a gun pointed at my head when you sent me that message."
And I know people think that's dramatic, but it happens. I know other people that have done the same thing, that were driving through a park and saw a gentleman sitting on the tailgate of his truck and just felt led, you need to go to the park. Well, okay, I'll go to the park. And you need to go drive to the park. Okay,
Right.
drove the park, found the guy. I just went up, and it was somebody that was in law enforcement. It was Bill. I'll just say it was Bill. And he went up and sat on the tailgate with the guy, and the gun was right there. And you can tell if you're trained, you can tell it's loaded, it's ready to go. It's basically the same story. I've had not instances like that, but I've had instances to where I really felt that nudge. You need to do this. Yeah, you don't not answer that nudge, but you need to make sure it's a nudge. You need to make sure that you're not just manifesting it in your head, that it is actually a nudge from source. I call it source force now. I love it, source force.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because one of the things Q told us to do in the very beginning was get out of your mind. Stop thinking. Now, as you practice this and become good at not thinking and only staying in your heart, like me speaking to you right now is from the heart. I'm not using my brain at all. And as you go through these experiences of staying in your heart, purposely staying in your heart, doing mind the drops, just purposely staying in your heart, purposely staying in your heart, teaching yourself to be that way, you start to realize what your brain is actually intended for.
Gosh, right?
Your
Total
brain is real
manipulation.
is your brain is intended to directly connect to source, to communicate with source directly, to receive and
Your brain.
transmit, communicate. Yep, that's all it's for. That
Okay.
is all your brain is used for. You have all the knowledge of the universe within your heart.
Don't you mean
I
your
can
heart? Don't you mean your heart is connected?
to source. Well, no, you can receive and transmit communications from source, from spirit in your mind. So because I stay in my heart and I'm never in my mind,
And you run it through your heart. Yes. Okay.
when somebody crosses my mind,
Yes.
I reach out.
I
And when I
totally
reach
understand.
out, they'll say, "Oh my gosh, I was just thinking about you." And I'll say, "Well, why do you think that is?" And just to see where they're at. So I'm connected to people where I can do that because I stay tapped into my heart and I'm never in my mind. When those moments happen, it's me developing the gifts that I actually have within me. And that's why it's so important not to get caught up in any emotional reactions that the brain creates, because how can you ever connect to God, to the creator of the universe, the creator of all things? How can you ever do that? Is if you're always in your mind and using your mind. This is what the system doesn't want you to know.
Let me jump in here. If it's, can you remember where you're at?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. That is pointing out why the mind to heart drop is so important for people that really are having a challenge with what they call the monkey mind. And something that I picked up on Creation Lightship a while back was just a little short teaching that Ron Amitron did, and he was talking about the mind to heart drop is very important because you take the thoughts in your head and you drop them into your heart. And he says, and once you've done that and you're settled in that, then you make decisions, think thoughts come, not thoughts, but communications come in, and you make decisions based on your heart, but you do use your mind. your mind is there. And so that's kind of I can't
You
communicate it the way he
okay?
said it.
Yep. So the mind is used for communication to source, to tap into source too, like so to communicate with source. So here's the thing: when I go to manifest, when I go to create an intention and an experience to connect with source through my day, the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning, I open my eyes, and I'm so grateful for the creator of the universe, creator of all things. That's the first thing that crosses my mind. I take a deep breath and I go into my heart and I said, okay, we're going to experience today. I love you. Let's create an experience. Put somebody in my path today that needs that needs my help, needs my assistance, and make me aware of it. I tap into that in the heart, and I go there in the heart from that interior in that experience. Now I'm connected in my heart. I'm in my heart. I'm in my heart. And then, okay, I say, okay, we need to do this through an energetic exchange of what I try not to put limitations and expectations on how it's going to happen, and I just let it flow. So I'll use my brain and my heart at the same time. That's the purpose of alignment. So when you can get your heart and your brain on the same alignment of wanting to experience, you can really put some force behind it of to create an experience that day that you're going to experience. You're going to experience it. And what I would say is people are doing it already. It's just becoming aware of how you're doing it and when it happens is the key of staying in the moment.
That's good. And you verbalize this. You are not just in your head like thinking. You are verbalizing
Right.
your gratitude and everything that you're
Oh,
doing. And
yes.
so I just wanted to make sure they knew that. First of all, before I forget, I wanted to say our friend Rob is at a land conference and he wanted all of the listeners to know that he loves you and that I'm at a land conference and that's the only thing that's more important. And he laughed. But it is a very important subject to him if you've listened to the show. So Rob just wanted me to tell you guys he loves you all and that he's at a land conference having fun. So we've got probably about 2 minutes left. Birdie, are you there? I think she's
I
gone.
am here.
She's
Yes.
here.
I love it. I
Any
love
last?
it.
I know it's been great, huh?
Yeah, I know you only have a couple minutes left, but I just that story with Shane and, you know, paying for the whole restaurant.
Yep.
I've experienced many times of like that make absolutely no logical sense, but it's and this was before I even knew of Q or anything. So I do understand that. I'm like, what? You want me to do what? And I'm
Yep.
just like, whatever. Okay. Like you just,
Yep.
I would do it. And,
Same.
you know, I could be negative in my bank account and they're like, give it. I'm like, okay. All right. You know, so
Yep. Same.
I think losing everything is, I mean, I hate to say it, it's not fun at the moment, but,
No.
you know, I think we've all been there. I've lost everything. Not so much lost, gave it all away, sometimes lost it. And it always finds, everything always works out. It
Yep.
just does.
Yep.
So I love that story and
Me too.
it's happened to me. It's still, I know it's happened to all of us and because we all listen
That's
when it's
good.
such a
That's good.
strong knowing to do it. So yeah, thanks for letting me on. It was fun.
Absolutely. I love having my co-hosts on. It's a lot of fun. Thank you, Shane, for everything you shared. It was definitely source delivered, source inspired, and I honor that in you. I just want to tell everybody thank you much so much for joining us here on Whiplash Talk. And it's been an amazing, amazing show. And don't compare your journey to someone else's journey. Walk your own path. But if there are tidbits and pieces that you can pick up from what you hear from Birdie or from Rob or from Shane or from me, try them out. See if they fit. See if it's a shoe that fits or a glove that feels right. And if it does, great, use the tool. If not, put it on a shelf or share it with a friend. But this is all that it's about. We're all on the same journey. We're all going to the same place, and we're just trying to help each other get there. So I love you, Birdie. I love you, Shane. I love you, my listeners and my supporters. And I love you, BBS, especially T. Thank you all for joining us. You guys want to say goodbye?
Bye. See you later.
Bye.
Hey, love you. Bye-bye.